备的主题是家庭与侍奉，那给我的专题呢是三个上午，所以我把这三天的上午分成三个小的题目。
This retreat, our theme is family and worship, and I was given three mornings to talk about this topic. So I have divided this into three separate topics.
第一天我要讲的是夫妻之间，第二天要讲的是三代之间，第三天要讲的是神人之间。
The first day I'm going to talk about between husband and wife, and then the second day I'm going to talk about the three generations, and then the third is between God and man.
所以我们今天要讲的是夫妻之间。
So today we are going to tackle the husband and wife relationship.
我们首先要从圣经来看神对家的心意是什么。
So first we have to look from the scripture exactly what is God's mind about family.
我们知道家是从哪里来的。
Where is family come from?
是谁发明的。
Who started it first?
是谁。是神。
Yes, it's God.
神开始了家。
God started family.
因为他创立了婚姻的制度。
Because he initiated this system of marriage.
在创世纪第二章十八节说，神看那人独居不好，就说我要为他造一个配偶帮助他。于是神就造了夏娃，神设立了婚姻的制度，也开始了家这个制度。
From Genesis chapter 2 verse 18,God said, it's not good for the man to be alone, so I will make him a helper suitable for him. And that's why he created Eve, and he started the system of marriage and family.
在神创造大工六天过程当中，造人不是神最后的一个工作。
Actually, after the 6 days of work that God created the world, creating man was not the last thing he did.
神一直到造了夏娃为他们成立了家以后，神才看一切所造的都甚好。
It's not until he created Eve for Adam that he started this family system that he said everything was perfect.
所以在神的眼光当中，也是在整个创造的过程当中，婚姻家庭是神创造过程的压轴戏。
So in this creation process, in God's view, this family, the system of marriage, is the best.Of all,
and the most important.
And most important.
所以在神的心意当中，神非常看重婚姻，非常看重家庭。
So God saw family and marriage is very, very important.
不但如此，我们也从圣经里面看到，我们信耶稣是个人的事情，但是讲到得救的时候，我们看见圣经应许，当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。所以神应许救恩是全家。
So even though in the Bible when we talk about believing God is a personal matter, yet when he talked about salvation, he did have this verse that believing God, you and your family will be saved.
因为神有个应许，是救恩要临到的是一个家。
Because God has promised that this salvation will come to the whole family.
我们在旧约圣经看到挪亚是全家得救。
We see that in the Old Testament, the family of Noah was saved as a whole family.
拉合是全家得救。
And Rahab also has been saved, the whole family.
当神要拯救以色列人的时候，逾越节的晚上，他们要吃羔羊的时候，是全家人一起吃那个羔羊。
And during Passover season, when they had to eat the meat of the lamb, it's the whole family together.
羔羊的血是涂在家的门上面。
And the blood of lamb was put on the post of the whole outside the house.
因为神看重全家。
Because God sees the whole family as very important.
在旧约我们看见哥尼流是全家信主。
And also in the New Testament, Cornelius is the whole family came to know Christ.
监狱里面的狱卒全家归主。
And also the jailer, also the whole family came to know Christ.
当撒该认识主的时候，也是说今天救恩临到这个家。
Also when Zacchaeus recognized Jesus, and Jesus said, today the salvation came to this house.
在神的心意当中，家是非常的重要。
So in God's heart and mind, family is very important.
我们是神的儿女，我们要跟神有同样的看见。
So we are children of God, we need to see the same way as God did.
我们也要看重家。
So we need to treat the family as very important too.
家不但是神救恩计划的应许，家也是见证的起点。
Family is not just the starting of salvation, it's also the beginning point of our witness.
在使徒行传一章第八节怎么说呢？
In Acts chapter 1 verse 8 it says,
将我们要从当圣灵降临的时候，我们必得着能力，就要从哪里开始？从耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极，做主的见证。
Jesus said, "When you shall receive the power, when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, you shall be my witnesses, starting in Jerusalem and then in all Judea and Samaria to the remotest part of the earth."
今天我们的耶路撒冷就是我们的家。
So today our Jerusalem is our family.
从我们的家开始。
We start from our family.
从我们的家，让这个家成为见证的起点。
So we need to make our family to be the starting point of our witness.
家不但是见证的起点，我们从圣经也看见家是侍奉的单位。
Not just as a witness starting point, a family is also a unit of serving the Lord.
我们看见在圣经里面有很多一家人侍奉主的见证。
We also see from the scripture that there are many examples of the whole family serving the Lord together.
在伯大尼有一个家庭是主耶稣很喜欢去的。
In Bethany, there's one family that Jesus loves to visit.
有一家三姐弟，他们一起侍奉主。
And there are three sisters and brother.
他们是谁？
Do you know who they are?
马大、玛利亚、拉撒路。
Yes, Martha, Mary, and Lazarus.
我们也看到亚居拉、百基拉，他们夫妇一同侍奉主。
We also realize Aquila and Priscilla, they are together as a couple serving the Lord.
我们也在这次的大会的手册上面，约书亚讲的一句话说，至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
Also written on our pamphlet for this retreat, Joshua has said that as for me and my house, I will serve the Lord.
所以家不但是见证的起点，家也是在圣经上给我们看到是侍奉神的单位。
So family is not even just the beginning of where a witness should be, it's also a unit of serving the Lord.
我们从许多圣经的例子，我们发现神非常看重家。
So again, we have seen many, many examples from the scripture that God looks at family very important.
当神越看重的事情，我们发现撒旦就破坏得越厉害。
But yet,when it's something that God treasured the most, and we see that the power from Satan also was more strong.
今天我们看到世界上的潮流，今天年轻的一代越来越没有家的观念。
And we see that current society, the younger generation, they do not have that strong a sense of family.
我以前以为只是北美洲的文化如此。
I used to think this is only what is happening in North America.
等到我去年回到台湾住了半年，我发现连东南亚也是这样子。
Not until I was home in Taiwan for last half a year that I realized the whole trend is spread through the Southeast Asia.
今天世界上我们看到婚姻的制度破坏，家庭也破坏。
So now we see that the system, the institution of marriage has been starting to break down, and so is the family.
所以今天我们看到有许多同居试婚、同性恋、婚前性行为。
So now we see a lot of premarital sex, or living together before marriage, or trial marriage, and that thing happening. Homosexuals too.
甚至堕胎、离婚事情越来越普遍。
And also extending to divorces and also abortions, these things are becoming more common.
婚姻不再是一个幸福的标记。
So marriage is no longer a symbol of happiness.
婚姻变成了儿戏。
And it started to end up to be like a game.
而且也许多人把婚姻看成是约束。
And also many thought that marriage is a bond. I'm sorry, it's a
捆绑。
It's a restriction to them.
家不再是神心意中的安全港、见证所。
So no longer to them is a place of security.
也不再是一个见证的地方。
And it's no longer a place where they witness.
家变成了地狱。
So it turned out to be hell to them.
家变成战场。
And it led them to be a battleground.
有一次，当我们在讲到传福音的聚会的当中，我们讲到信耶稣可以脱离地狱，进入天堂。
One time we're talking about believing in Christ, we were talking about Jesus, that believing in Christ that we can go to heaven and leave the hell.
散会的时候，有一位女士过来问牧师。
After the meeting, a lady came up and talked to Reverend Lee.
她说，是不是真的信了耶稣，让我能够脱离地狱呢？
She said, is it really true that after I believe in Christ that I can leave the state of hell?
她说，如果真的是这样的话，我现在就要信耶稣，因为我要脱离我今天所在的地狱，就是我的家。
So she said, if this is really true, I want to believe in Christ right now today, because I want to escape from this hell, which is my family.
我记得几年前当一个专辑的作者叫 Ann Landers, 当他离婚的时候，他结婚了二十几年，离婚的时候有人这样说。
I remember a little while ago when the very famous columnist, Ann Landers, after 20-some years of marriage, she was getting a divorce, and some people were saying things like this.
就是说，这个 lady, 说这位女士，她有所有问题的答案，但是对于她自己个人问题，她找不到答案。
So this person commented that this lady on the paper has answered for everybody's problems, except her own.
离婚变成了一个很普遍的事情。
So divorce is becoming so popular and common.
有一个统计报告。
There is one survey report.
是美国的离婚率的调查。
And it was on the rate of divorce in America.
So 1900年的时候，离婚率是12%。
That in 1900 year, it was 1 out of 12 couples.
到了1922年的时候。从十二分之一变成了八分之一。
So when it gets to 1922, it gets to be the ratio of 1 in 8 couples.
到了1973年的时候，一个统计出来，美国的离婚率已经从八分之一变成了三分之一。
But yet when it comes to 1973, it already progressed to 1 in 3 couples.
三对里面有一对是离婚的。
So in 3 couples, one would get a divorce.
那么在六年前，美国的离婚率是发展到二分之一。
But that when they get to
1982,
when they get to 1982, it's already 1 in 2 couples.
两家两对婚姻里面有一对是离婚的。
Every two marriages, there's one that fail.
那么我也看了一些台湾的婚姻的调查。
So I have also looked into the survey in Taiwan.
那么好多年前，他们就说，台湾是十二分之一。
Many years ago, they already said that in Taiwan is about 1 in 12.
最近的调查是九分之一。
But lately, the survey is 1 in 9.
也是在进步。
So it is progressing.
但是呢，有很多人说我们中国人比美国人好得多了，我们离婚率很低。
And yet, some of us probably boast and said that we Chinese are much better than the Americans. We are so much lower.
但是是不是离婚率低就表示那些不离婚的就很快乐呢
？But does it mean that the lower divorce rate means that all these that were not getting a divorce that they are having a very happy life?
中国人有一点跟西方人不一样。
I guess there's one difference between Chinese and the Westerners.
中国人很能够忍。
We can endure.
所以呢，已经是貌合神离，同床异梦。
So even though we seem like we are very happy together from the outside, but yet we are all thinking of our own dreams.
但是呢，都没有离婚，因为忍住了。
But yet we're trying not to get a divorce because we're trying to endure.
另外呢，是中国人非常爱面子。
And another thing is, we Chinese just really like our face. We want to save our face.
所以不走上离婚之途，不愿意走上离婚之道路。
So we would not really be willing to go up to this path of divorce.
那么，但是呢，却已经过着离婚的生活。
And yet, the lifestyle that we're living is already a state of divorce.
所以在统计的报告上面，离婚率比较低。
So that's why in the survey report, it seems like the divorce rate was much lower.
我们看到今天的时代， 我们为着婚姻，为着家庭，感觉到惋惜，感到痛心。
So what we see now, we're just feeling very sad and sorry for this marriage, the system of marriage.
神所看重的，人不看重。
What God has treasured, we are not treasuring it.
基督徒的家庭是神心意所在的地方。
The family of Christians are where God's heart is.
但是也很多基督徒的家庭也出了问题。
But yet, in the churches, many Christian families are also having problems.
1980年有一本书出来。
In 1980, there was a book published,
Why Christian Marriages Are Breaking Up.
为什么基督徒教的婚姻正在失败？
所以我们从这些书的报道里面，我们也看到基督徒也常常受世界的影响。家庭出问题，婚姻破裂。
So from books like these, so we also realize that Christian marriages are also facing problems.
今天我们来到这个退休会，讲到家庭与侍奉。
So today we're in this retreat talking about family and service.
一个要侍奉的家庭是应该怎么样呢？
What should a family that wants to serve the Lord be like?
要侍奉神的家庭，一定要是一个健全的家庭。
The family that wants to serve the Lord has to be a healthy, a perfect family.
一定要是一个美满的婚姻。
It has to be a good marriage.
所以在今天早上讲到夫妻之间的时候
，So this morning when we are talking about between husband and wife,
我要提到几个非常重要的点。
I want to point out a few very important points.
第一个我要提到是三个优先。
First is I have three priorities.
三个优先，就是，那可以看得到吗？这个，啊，那如果用这样，好好。一个要侍奉神的家庭，要侍奉神的一对夫妇，要注意到三个优先。
A family or a couple that want to serve the Lord, we need to watch these three priorities.
我们要注意到，把优先次序排队的时候。我们的人生才整个成为一个有次序的人生，才能够发挥这个婚姻的果效，侍奉的果效。
Only when we put things in the right priority that we can really exemplify this marriage and the service in the Lord.
第一个优先
，The first priority we're talking about.
我们先看一段圣经。
Let's look at one verse in the Bible.
提摩太前书
，First Timothy
三章第五节
，Chapter 3.Verse 5, 1 Timothy 3:5.
我们找到以后，我们可不可以同声来读
？Let's all read it together after we find it, both in English and Chinese, please.
我们同声来读《提摩太前书》三章五节。
So let's read it together.
人若不知道管理自己的家，焉能照管神的教会呢？有三样的东西排在一起的时候，事业。
When three things are put together,
侍奉和家庭
career, church service, and family,
这三样摆在一起的时候，哪一样是优先？
So when these are all lined up in front of you, which one should be the first?
家庭、侍奉、事业。
So some said family, service, and then career.
非常好，我们刚才读了提摩太前书三章第五节，那里说要先会管自己的家，才能够去教会来管教会的事。
That's right. What the scripture has just said, we should first be able to manage our families before we can go and manage the business in God's house.
这三样东西，当我们坐在这边的时候，很平心静气的在想着，我们会把它排家庭第一。侍奉第二，事业第三。
While we're sitting here so nicely and really talk about it very calmly, it's not hard to put it in that sequence.
但是等到我们进到我们的生活，实际的生活的时候
，But then when we go into our practical daily lives,
你会发现我们把很多的次序都倒过来了。
Then you know that this is all messed up.
对于许多的弟兄们来讲，他会说。当然事业第一咯
Of course, to many, many brothers, they would say, of course, career should be the first.
其实我们可以把它有一个图画画起来的话
Actually, we can probably illustrate it in a picture.
家庭是基础
So the family is the basis, the foundation.
这个基础要非常的强。
It needs to be very strong.
这个强的健全的一个基础，才可以有其他的两件事情的发展。
Only when there is a firm foundation in this thing, can we expand and explore the other two areas.
上面我们才可以再往上盖房。
Then we can build on it.
第一个我们可以盖的是可以说盖侍奉神。
First, we can build on it our church service.
有的人他可以第一盖事业。
Some of them, they can first build a career.
然后侍奉。
And then they're serving in the church.
总之家庭一定要成为事业跟侍奉的基础。
No matter what, the family should still be the firm foundation of both the career and the church service.
我在 Life Changer 那个 magazine 上面看到一篇文章。
I see an article in Life Challenger.
Life Changers. 那么在那篇文章里面，那个作者就提到说，一个男人的一生的成功或者失败，不是决定于他的事业，是决定于他的家庭。
And the author said the success of a man in his career, the success of man does not depend on his career, but on his family.
他就提到说，有一些美国的大公司，当他们 interview 一个人的时候，他是 interview 他的太太。
And he said that he also pointed out that many big companies in the United States, when they interview a candidate, they also interview their wives.
为什么呢？因为他们相信说一个快乐而满足的妻子是一个成功的男人的说明。
So the reason is they realize that a happy and contented wife is the sign of a very successful man.
这句话你承认吗？
Do you agree with it?
这句话反过来说也正确。
Same thing, vice versa, that it would be the other way around too.
就是说，一个快乐而满足的丈夫是一个成功的妻子的说明。
And also, a very happy and a contented husband is the success of a wife.
所以，当我们讲到夫妻之间的时候，我们要看到我们的配偶是不是快乐，是不是满足。
So when we're talking about husband and wife relationship, we need to look and see whether our mate is happy.
这是一个我们需要好好反省检讨的地方。
This is a point that we really need to think deeply.
有一次有一个抽样调查。
One time doing a random research.
那么那个调查呢，是给每一个要调查的人做选择题。
And there is a choice question for each person that is being surveyed.
那个选择题是在两样里面只可以选一样。
They can only choose one out of two answers.
那么这两个是什么呢？
What are these two?
一个就是说你有一个很成功的职业，非常美满快乐的职业，加上一个很不幸福的婚姻，或者你要选另外一个，就是你有一个很美满的婚姻配上一个很不如意的职业，你要选哪一个？
So the two choices are, one is a very successful career with a not so happy family.Or a very happy family with a not so successful career.
你要选哪一个？
Which one would you pick?
我们这里有大声讲出来要 happy family. 这个调查也是这样的结果，就是60%以上的人都选择说，我要一个美满的婚姻，配上一个很比较不如意的职业。
So it is true in the survey. It shows that more than 60% of the people.Said that they would rather have a very happy marriage with a not so successful career.
因为他说，当我婚姻美满的时候，这个婚姻的幸福美满，让我能够忍受我事业当中的不如意。
Because they said the joy and the blessings I got from a marriage can make me and help me to endure the pain in the job.
你反过来，你想。一个人事业非常的成功，可是他的婚姻却是破裂的时候，他的成功就算不得什么。
You can think on the other side that when you are having a very, very successful career, and yet your marriage is a wreck, what does that mean?
家庭是事业的基础。
So family is the foundation, the basis of your career.
家庭也是侍奉的基础。
And family is also the basis and foundation of our service to God.
有一次韩国的 赵荣基牧师在台湾举行一个特别聚会。
One time, the Reverend Yongki Chow from Korea was conducting a seminar, a meeting in Taiwan.
那一次的对象是台湾的传道人的退休会。
That time it was targeted toward all the preachers and all the pastors in Taiwan.
那么在那个退休会里面，他讲到他自己的见证。
So in this retreat, he talked about his own testimony.
他就讲到说，当他刚刚出来侍奉的时候
，He said when he first came out to serve the Lord,
他的次序的这个 priority 排队，他的排法呢是教会第一，家庭第二。
At that time, his priority was the church the first and the family second.
所以他就拼命的为教会工作。
So he worked very very hard for his church.
日夜不停的工作，奔波卖命的这样为教会工作。
Day and night, he poured his heart and his body out for the church work.
他完全没有时间管他的家。
There's no time for his family at all.
他是非常的不顾家的。
So he never even cared anything about the family.
有一天他在外面工作探访很累回到家。
One day after all day of work and visitation, he came back to his home.
非常的累了。
Very, very tired.
当他敲门打开门的时候。
When he opened the door and got into the house.
奇怪，家里面冷冷清清。
Strangely, there was nothing in there and very quiet.
没有妻子的迎接，没有孩子的声音。
There was no wife to greet him, and there were no children's noises to greet him.
他就想，这是什么事情发生？马上打电话给岳母。
So he was wondering what exactly is happening. So he called right away his mother-in-law.
他的岳母是一个很有智慧的，也是一个牧师哈。
And his mother-in-law is a very wise woman, and she's also a pastor.
那么这个岳母就跟他说，你如果再这样下去的话，你不但是要毁了你的家，还要毁掉你自己，不但毁了你自己，还要毁了这个教会。
She told him, she said, if you continue in this way, you not only ruin your family, you also ruin yourself and eventually your ministry.
所以他就重新在神的面前调整他生活的优先次序。
So he did it again. In front of God, he rearranged his priorities.
他以后的次序是家第一，教会第二。
Now to him, family is first and the church is second.
听起来好像不太对哈。
It didn't sound right, right?
他是一个教会的牧师，怎么可以这样呢？
And he is the head of the church. How can he be like that?
但是等到他以这样子的次序来生活以后。
But yet, when he lived this lifestyle in this priority,
他在家里面先照顾他的妻子，做一个好丈夫，做一个好父亲。
He first in the family be a good husband to his wife and a good father to his children.
他不但有一个美满幸福的家庭，他也得到一个全力支持的妻子。
Not only has he a real happy family, he also got a really good supporter from his wife.
我们知道今天全世界最大的教会就是赵牧师的教会。
And we know that nowadays the biggest church in the world is.Reverend Paul, Reverend Young, Charles, Church in Korea.
刚才我们读的圣经节也印证这句话。
And also the scripture verse that we just read in Timothy also testify to that.
我们要先好好管理自己的家。
First, we need to manage our home real well.
然后才能照管神的教会。
Not only then till we can we really manage the house of God.
所以在三个优先里面，在三个优先里面，第一个优先是。事业侍奉家庭家第一
So these first three priorities there within these three things family should be the first
第二个三个优先里面第二个优先
Now the second of the three priorities
家已经是第一了但是在家里面有许许多多的关系
Okay family now we establish is the first but yet inside the family there are many many different things too
在家庭的里面有许多人跟人之间的关系
There are many different human relationships inside a family
在你的婚姻关系里面你发现有太多的牵连
You know that once you get married there are many many other links to come along
对上我们有许许多多对上一辈的关系
Above we have a lot of relationship with some elderly
有父母有岳父母有公婆还有更长一辈的叔叔伯伯甚至祖父母
We have our own parents and then the in-laws and also all the uncles and aunts and all kinds
然后对下还有许许多多的晚辈。
And then we have a lot of others that are below us. There's there's our children,
甚至 grandchildren
and grandchildren even.
那么平辈我们也有许多的关系。
And on our own level, we have many other relationships.
兄弟姐妹、堂兄弟姐妹、表兄弟姐妹，很多平辈关系。
We have cousins, we have brothers and sisters, and then those in-laws too, in there.
所以在这个家庭的里面，又有许多的角色是你要扮演的。
So within the family, there are many roles that we have to play too.
以我来讲。我在家庭里面我也有好几重的角色。
So talk about me myself, I have many roles to play.
我是一个妻子以外，我又是母亲，不但是母亲，我又是女儿，我又是媳妇，我又是姐姐，又是妹妹，很多。
So I am a wife and a mother and also, you know, a daughter-in-law and I'm also
a
sister, an older sister and younger sister to somebody.
所以你有许许多多的角色在家庭里面要扮演。
So we each one has to play many roles in the family.
这么多的角色，每一个人对你都有要求。
Everybody has a demand on you.
你要怎么样把次序排起来？哪一个最重要
？So how should you line them up? And as far as important, who should be the most important?
什么关系是最重要？在家里面哪一个是最优先
？Which relationship is the most important?
以我来讲，我是母亲，我有两个孩子。我是我母亲的女儿，所以母亲也是女儿，我也是媳妇，我也是妻子。单单用这四个角色，请问哪一个最重要
？So I have we just talk about the four roles that I have. I'm the mother, I'm also the wife, and also the daughter of my parents, and also the in-law, daughter-in-law of my in-law. So which one do you think I should play first?
哪一个是我的优先
？Which one should be my priority?
好像答案不太一样。
Just then we have a conflict in answers. I hear both mother and wife. Did you?
我们看一段圣经。
Let's look at a scripture.
马可福音第十章。
Mark chapter 10.
马可福音第十章，我们从第六节念完第九节。
We'll start with verse 6 to verse 9. Mark 10, 6 to 9.
因为我们有中英文圣经在这里，所以我们还是一起念，所以每一个人都有机会读。
Okay, so we'll be all reading together again, both English and Chinese.
六到九。
Six through nine.
但从起初创造的时候，神造人是造男造女，因此人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。既然如此，夫妻不再是两个人，乃是一体的了。所以神配合的人不可分开。读完了这段圣经，你想在家庭的关系里面，这么多的关系里面，请问哪一个是优先？
Now after we read this, what do you think should be the first?
夫妻，对 wife 这里有说，所以第一的关系就是夫妻。
So yes, the first priority relationship is the one between husband and wife.
因为夫妻是家的基础。
Because a couple is the foundation, the basis of a family.
家要健全，要先健全夫妻。
The family that is healthy has to have a healthy couple.
夫妻的关系稳固，这个家庭才稳固。
If the relationship between a husband and wife is firm, the family is firm.
不但如此，夫妻的关系是最长久的。
Also, the relationship between a husband and wife is the longest.
我们可以跟我们的父母很亲，但是父母有一天要离开。
We can be very close to our own parents, but one day they're going to leave us.
我们也可以非常爱我们的孩子，舍不得他们走，但是有一天也要走。
Well, we love our children very much, and we would really rather them not leave us, but one day they will.
再亲的兄弟姐妹，有一天也要分开。
No matter how close your brothers and sisters might be to you, still you have to separate.
只有夫妻。是一辈子在一起，一直到人生的最后一站。
Only the husband and wife stick together until the end of your life.
这是根据圣经。
This is according to the Bible.
如果不是照圣经的原则，夫妻可以度完蜜月就离婚。
So this is the principle of the Bible. If not, then I guess you can separate any time after you finish your honeymoon.
根据圣经，夫妻关系是一生之久。
So according to the Bible, the relationship between a husband and wife is for life.
尤其是当我们的孩子都长大离开我们的时候
，especially when our children has grown and then they leave，
像李牧师跟我
，like Reverend Lee and me，
我们现在是进入 empty nest，
When we say that, oh, well, we're entering the emptiness syndrome.
空巢期
The emptiness syndrome is what it
is. 所以呢, the emptiness stage.
Stage.
所以我们更加地感觉到夫妻是最久 而且是最亲密的
So we're realizing even more that this relationship is really long and everlasting and is the most intimate.
而且在事实上也证明 就是说, 夫妻要是相爱的夫妻 才能够做成功的父母
And also, in real life, we realize that only those loving couples can be successful parents.
我们常常说我们要好好教养儿女，好好教养儿女，但是我们自己夫妻关系不好，我们很难把孩子教养好。Oftentimes,
we only talk about how we should raise our kids the best way, but yet, if husband and wife do not have a good relationship between them, it's going to be very, very difficult.
所以先要是相爱的夫妻，才能成为
So first, a loving couple, husband and wife, then you can become a successful parent.
因为小孩子要在父母相爱的这样一个安全港里面长大，才成为健全的孩子。
Because children have to grow within this security of the parents' love for each other. Can they grow real nice?
我们也讲到我们要孝顺上一代。
We know that we have to reverence our generation that's above us.
圣经上一直叫我们要孝敬父母
That we have to respect and love and honor our parents
我们都愿意孝敬父母
And we want to and we are willing to honor our parents
但是事实证明 必须要先是恩爱的夫妻才能够好好地孝敬父母
And yet it shows that only a very loving couple can they really honor their parents the right way
有许多年长的人 当他的孩子把他们接到他家去住的时候
There are many older couples when their children bring them to their family to live with them.
接父母来是为了要孝顺他们，奉养他们。
To bring their parents to the family is for the sake of honoring them.
但是没有想到他们两个人常常吵架，弄得父母住在家里非常的痛苦。
And yet it turned out that these couples is fighting all the time. It really ended up causing a lot of pain in the parents.
有一次有一个长辈很久没有来聚会，我打电话。 我说伯母你好久没有来聚会，是不是需要我开车去接你？
One time there was an elderly lady in my church that has not been coming to church for a while, so I called her up and say, do you need to come to church? Do you need me to come and pick you up?
她说李师母，我没有脸到教会。
But she said, Mrs. Lee, I just do not have the face or have the courage to go to church.
我说为什么呢？
She said, why?
她说因为我的女儿离婚。
She said, because my daughter is getting divorced.
我那一次听到这个电话，我才突然警觉到，原来儿女婚姻的不美满，不但要影响儿女的下一代，原来还影响到上一代。
Not only then was I really aware of this fact that the divorce between the parents not only affects your own children, but it also affects your parents.
所以先要夫妻的相爱。
So we need to have this love between husband and wife.
在所有的关系里面，最重要的是夫妻的关系。
Among all relationships, this is the most important.
在刚才我们所读的马可福音第十章里面第八节，
Just now from Mark 10 verse 8 it says,
从主耶稣对于创世纪里面神一开始设立婚姻所讲的那句话说，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。 主耶稣把它解释在第八节说，既然如此，夫妻不再是两个人。
Ever since God created in the marriage institution in Genesis, in here in verse 8, he went on to explain that these two will become one flesh.
夫妻不再是两个人，乃是一体了。
They are no longer two, but they are one.
他们英文翻译就是，他们不再是两个，是一，不再二，乃是一。
So it's no longer two, but one.
这是一个 婚姻在神的眼光中应该有的
That is what a marriage is to God
不再是二乃是一
No longer two but one
一加一等于一
So one plus one equals one
或者是一乘以一等于一
Or one times one equals one
所以呢夫妻之间最重要的不但是说他们两个人的关系的重要 还要注意到他们两个人是一个 total commitment 是一个全然的尾声
That's why it's very important that if the husband and wife realizing this commitment is a total commitment of each other.
所以在夫妻的关系里面有两个字我很喜欢讲，而且我觉得是最重要的这两个字。
There are two words in marriage that I always like to talk about. It's very important.
一个是在英文字两个字都是 C 开头，一个是 commitment。
In English, both words start with a C. The first one is commitment.
第二个字是 communication.
And the second one is communication.
夫妻关系是这么重要，所以这两个字 commitment 尾声。跟 communication 沟通也是夫妻关系里面最重要的两件事。
So the commitment and the communication between husband and wife is the most important thing in this relationship.
讲到 communication 我会下一堂讲，因为那是很大的一个题目。
We'll talk about communication in the next session.
我现在特别要提到 commitment 就是尾声。
But now I want to bring out the point about commitment.
夫妻之间的尾声。
The commitment between a husband and wife.
有许多的人在结婚的时候只是把婚姻当作儿戏，所以他没有尾声的感觉。
many people have started marriage as a game, so they do not have this sense of commitment to each other.
甚至有的人把婚姻当作是一种利用的价值。
And also some people even use it as a tool.
所以没有尾声的那种整个的投入。
So they never really put themselves all in there, the total commitment.
以至于夫妻婚后发生许许多多的问题。
And that's why created a lot of problems between them.
有一句话讲得非常好，什么叫做婚姻？婚姻就是两个人用全人向对方的终身的尾声。
It's a very, very good phrase. It's a marriage is the total commitment of the total person for the total life.
因为这个是原来是用英文讲的，所以这个英文非常的好。Marriage is the total commitment of the total person for the total life. 三个 total 就给我们看到是一个全人的，而且是终身的，是一个全然的尾声。
So we see that from this very good statement that it's a total of our bodies, of our whole person for the total life.
提到 commitment 的时候，讲到尾声，有两件事情要注意。
我们 talking about commitment, there are two things that we need to know.
第一个，在夫妻之间绝不提离婚。
Number one, we should never talk about divorce between husband and wife.
因此，离婚的念头不应该存在。
So we should not even have that thought in our heart. In our head,
在婚姻的字典里面没有离婚这个字。
In the dictionary of marriage, there is no word.Of divorce.
可是我们会发现，特别是姐妹们一吵架就说离婚算了。
We realize that a lot of times, especially ladies, that once they start fighting, they will talk about divorce.
然后一不高兴流眼泪就说，我看我们还是离婚算了。我们讲离婚好像是一个非常简单的一件小小的事情。
The way we talk about the word divorce, it seems like it's such a small matter.
但是离婚不是那么小的事实。
And yet, in reality, divorce is not a small matter.
离婚是一个很严重的事。
It is a very, very serious thing.
刚才我们读的马可福音那里说，神所配合的人不可分开，在神的婚姻观里面没有离婚这个词。
And yet, in just now, when Mark said, "What God has put together, no man shall put asunder."
神要我们的婚姻是一个终身的尾声。
So God wants us our marriage to be a total commitment for the life.
是一生的。
It's forever.
除非死把两个人分开。
Unless death shall separate two.
所以讲到尾声，讲到 commitment, 第一点绝不提离婚。
So when we talk about the commitment to each other, the first thing we talk about is never talk about divorce.
第二点是绝不让第三者介入。
And the second point is never allow the third person to come in between you.
刚才这句第八节，马可福音第八节讲得很好。他们两个人，他们不再是两个人，乃是一了。
Verse 8 of Mark here said that these two are no longer two, but one.
既然是一，中间怎么开还可以插很多东西进去啊？
So if it is one, then how can you put anything in between?
这个在创世纪当神设立婚姻的时候说，人要离开父母与妻子联合，那个联合在希伯来文是一种很强的强力，就要把它粘在一起 glue together.
In the scripture, the Hebrew original said, man shall leave his father and mother and cleave
to his wife. The cleave in the original word is merely mean like sticking together as glue.
所以既然已经粘在一起了，分不开。
So if they are glued together, they cannot be separated again.
如果硬要把它分开的话，一定有伤痕。
If you have to force it, the separation, then there is hurt.
而且他们既然是成为一的话，中间不应该还有东西夹进去。
So if they have become one, there should not be anything in between them.
但是很可惜的，就是我们看到许多的婚姻有第三者插在里头。
And yet, very sadly, we see that a lot of marriages have the third person or third thing in between.
你说的第三者是谁啊
？So, what are you talking about? The third object, subject.
外遇。
外遇。Yeah. Oh well, extramarital affair. Another man, another woman.
有时候是父母。
Sometimes it's the parents.
还有没有？
亲戚。
亲戚
relatives
还有没有
事业
that's right the career
还有没有
侍奉
yes service in the church
还有没有
are there any more children
yeah 孩子
yes children
这边有说
嗜好
yes your hobby
都成为第三者夹在夫妻的中间。
So these all became the third thing that is in between the husband and wife.
有许多的家庭就是第三者把婚姻破坏了。
A lot of times it's this third object or subject that has separated the marriage.
外遇当然就破坏婚姻。
Of course, an extra man and woman separate the marriage.
但是我们从来没有想到父母也会成为第三者。
But we have never realized that parents can also be the third person that is separating this.
甚至有许多的家庭是儿女来破坏他们自己。
Even to a point that a lot of families let the children be the separator.
我去年听到一个很难过的一个事情。
Last year I heard a news that was very sad.
有一对夫妇结婚了十年都没有孩子。
A couple has been married for 10 years, but they still could not have a child.
他们非常非常想要孩子。
They really wanted to have children.
他们就到处找医生，请医生看看怎么样帮助他们有孩子。
So they've been looking everywhere for medical advice and see how they can have a child.
过了十年以后，终于妻子怀孕了，得到一个孩子。
So finally, after 10 years, the wife got pregnant and so they got a child.
两夫妇高兴得不得了。
So both of them were so joyful and happy.
那个孩子真是他们两个人的心肝宝贝。
This is really their treasure in their heart.
结果过了不到一年。
But yet, not more than a year later.
他们两个人离婚了。
They got a divorce.
你知道原因是什么？
Do you know the reason why?
就是这个第三者加入了，加在他们婚姻当中，把他们的婚姻破坏了。
It's because this third little person is in between them and separated them.
他们没有把夫妻关系放在第一。
They have not put their relationship between each other to be the first.
在家庭所有的关系当中，夫妻永远要放第一。
So within all the relationships in the family, should always put the husband and the wife relationship the first.
我们每一个人现在。坐在这里的每一个人都有许许多多的家庭关系。
So every one of us that are sitting here have many, many relationships within our families.
我们可以做一个自我反省。
So we can look inside ourselves a little bit.
到底我有没有把我的妻子或者我的丈夫放在最重要的地位
？Have I put my husband or my wife on the first most important part of my?
在所有的家庭关系之中，夫妻关系是第一。
So within all the family relationships.The one between husband and wife is the most important.
有一次有个妻子跑来跟我说李师母我实在很生气
One time a wife came to me and said Mrs. Lee I'm just really mad.
我不知道我在我先生的心中是占第几位
I don't even know what place do I have in my husband's heart.
我说怎么样他心中有些什么事啊
So I was wondering what is in her mind.
他说李师母你认得我先生啊他心中第一位当然是神
So he said, Mrs. Lee, of course you know my husband. You know that his first one, of course, is God.
第二位呢是事业。
The second is his career.
第三位是儿子。
And the third is his son.
第四位是爸爸妈妈。
And the fourth is his parents.
我都不知道我是老几。
I don't even know where I could come in.
我们自己也可以反省一下，我们心中的地位怎么样排。
So we can also look at ourselves and see how we line our relationships up.
第二的优先就是夫妻是第一。
So we just talked about the second priority is husband and wife should be the first.
现在我们又把这个镜头再往下缩小，在夫妻之中谁第一？
And now we're going to narrow that down a little bit. Now within husband and wife, who should be the first?
Case by case. 谁第一？
Who should be the first?
Case by case.
Case by case. 我们是从事业、家庭、侍奉这个大的，然后我们说家庭第一，然后家庭里面呢？夫妻第一，夫妻的里面谁第一
？So we have been talking about career and the service in church and the family. We said family is the first, and then within the family, the husband and wife is the first. Now within husband and wife, who is the first?
刚明婷说了夫妻。
好，我们也看一处圣经。Okay, we'll look at another scripture.
我们看以弗所书第五章。
This is in Ephesus chapter 5.
有很多圣经熟的人，一听以弗所书第五章就知道讲什么了。
Many people that know the scripture well, they really they hear Ephesians 5, they know exactly what we're going to talk about.
一定也会说，那我知道他的答案了，谁第一了
？I know her answer. Who is going to be the first?
我们读以弗所书第五章二十节到二十五节。
So let's read Ephesians 5, chapter 5, verse 20 to 25.
我们还是同声来读，希望大家读完了以后，你告诉我谁第一。
20 to 25, let's all read it together.
凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神，又当成敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。你们做妻子的，当顺服自己的丈夫，如同顺服主，因为丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头。他又是教会全体的救主，教会怎样顺服基督，妻子也要怎样凡事顺服丈夫。你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。我们就读到这里。那么我们读完了以后，在夫妻之间谁第一？
So after we read this, who do you think should be the first within husband and wife?
你们可以大声一点讲。
谁第一
？Who should be the first？ 我们刚才读的，在这二十节到二十五节里面讲到哪些角色？
谁煮饭谁第一？
有人说谁煮饭谁就第一。我们再看一下好不好？二十节到二十五节，你们从前面一直仔细的看下去。
Let's look at it carefully again. Who should be the first? Who are the few people that are mentioned in here?
谁应该是第一呢？在夫妻之间。
先生啊。
神第一。
神。
这里有人说先生第一，有人说神第一。
Some said God and some said husband.
我们仔细的看一下经文哈。二十一节说存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服，是讲到先生还是讲妻子？两个人。
Verse 21 is talking about both husband and wife subjecting to Christ.
是要尊敬谁？基督，对不对？然后二十二节说做妻子的要顺服丈夫，如同顺服谁？如同顺服主，我们也。
So verse 22 did say that wives be subject to their own husbands as to the Lord.
然后二十五节说做丈夫的要怎么样
？And yet verse 25 said, what does a husband has to do?
要爱妻子，如同什么？如同基督爱教会。
They have to love their wife like Christ loves the church.
你有没有发现每一个都提到了谁？
So both talked about Christ too.
而且你会发现是先要两个人都敬畏基督。
So you realize that it has to be both of them has to love and subject to the Lord.
所以夫妻之间的第一优先，谁第一位？新的答案已经出来了，也不是说丈夫一定是说第一位是神。第一位是神，所以在第三个优先里面的夫妻之间的第一位是神。
So within this, the third, Okay, this relationship between the husband and wife, God is the first.
神永远要在夫妻之间居首位。
God has to be always the first between a husband and wife.
这个三角形的图画我们已经看了无数次。
We have seen these triangles many, many times.
但是我们发现在生活的应用上面我们常常忽略三角形。
And yet a lot of times in our real practical life, we have neglected this triangle.
神在夫妻的上面的时候他一直都有地位的时候而且当夫跟妻都爱神的时候他们之间的关系就更加的亲近。
When God is always above the husband and wife in his right position, and that both husband and wife love the Lord together, then the relationship between them are good.
所以我们看到这条线，越靠近神，他们之间的关系，他们之间的距离也越近。
So we can see that dotted line in between that the more the wife and husband, each one is closer to the Lord, the closer they are to each other.
所以我们今天讲到一个要侍奉神的家庭一个健全的家庭有三个 priority
That's why today when we're talking about a family that wants to serve the Lord together has three priorities
三个第一优先最重要的事情
The three most important things
在事业侍奉家庭这三件事当中家放在第一
So within the career and your service to God and your family family is the number one
也是在家庭里面夫妻是第一
And within a familyHusband and wife is number one.
在夫妻之间，神是第一。
And then within between the husband and wife, God is the number one.
有一句话我也非常的喜欢，是说婚姻不仅仅是为两个人，婚姻乃是两个人联合在一起来侍奉神。
And there's another phrase that I like very much. It's that marriage is not merely for each other. It is two joining hands to serve God.
我们的婚姻。有一个至终的目的是要侍奉神
There is a aim, a purpose for our marriage is to serve God
这是我们这次的主题家庭与侍奉
And that's why it is the theme of this retreat is family and service
当我们刚才讲三个优先的时候我们是从大讲到小
Just now when we're talking about the three priorities we're talking from the large things to the small
但是等到我们去生活实行出来的时候我们是从小一直实行到大
But yet, when in our practical life, we need to start with from the small and arch to the large.
也就是说，我们先把神放在第一位。
That means that we first put God in the first place.
然后我们就把我们的家庭再放在第一位。
And then we will put our family first.
然后我们进入我们的事业和侍奉。
And then we enter into our career and our service in the church.
当我们的生活的次序排对了以后。
So when the priorities of our life is in the right sequence.
我们的一生才是一个有效的充实的人生
Then our life would be a meaningful and abundant and also a very fulfilling life
不但我们有一个幸福美满的家庭
Not only do we have a very happy and blessed family
我们也有一个讨神喜悦的侍奉
And we also will have a service to God that will please God
而且也会有很多成功的事业
And also we will have many successful careers at the same time
有一个化妆品的老板是叫 Mary Kay
There is a very special, a very famous cosmetic lady called Mary Kay.
她的见证登在宇宙光上面。
And then her testimony was in 宇宙光 the cosmic light.
那么她就讲说，我的事业今天能够这样的成功，因为我有一个秘诀。
She said, my business is so successful now because there is a secret.
我因为我把神放第一，家第二，事业第三。
And she said, it's because I put God to be number one, and then my family.And then my career.
今天我们知道她是一个非常有成就的人。
We know that today she is a very, very successful lady.
今天我们追求事业的成功的时候，我们不要忘记我们的次序排队，我们的事业才会成功。
So if today we are striving for success in our careers, we need to be reminded of these priorities, how we should line them up.
我们今天早上有三个钟头的时间，所以。要讲到下面一个很重要的题目讲到夫妻之间的沟通以前我们有一段休息的时间所以在休息以前我们要做个祷告请 李牧师带领我们做祷告以后呢也许我们可以有十五分钟的休息
OK we're going to have 15 minutes of recess before we go into the communication and right now let's pray
天父我们求你给我们一个谦卑受教的心主啊我们在你面前就是蒙恩的人 主啊，当我们是一个蒙恩的人的时候，我们也想到我们常常暴露在魔鬼撒旦的攻击和今天这个世界的潮流之中，所以求主你给我们智慧，求主你给我们恩典，求你给我们力量，让我们真是不只是在教会里面做一个你忠心的管家，让我们也学习怎么样在家庭里面做你忠心的管家。恩主，我们求主你继续的施恩带领我们这一个聚会，主啊，让我们常常能够在你自己的话语里面听到你向我们发出的声音。我们继续的把这个专题仰望在主你手中，让我们像玛利亚一样能够在你的面前反复思想你向我们所提出来的提醒。祷告感谢交托靠耶稣基督的名，
阿门。